in Nefesh HaChayim, Rav the Perek Chav Ches. These prakim really from Daf Kaf Hei onwards give a tremendous overview of the world of Talmud Torah from a different perspective. V'lazos hi derech yirid v'lazos. In words, according to what we've seen, that everything as its mishtalshel by force of the fact that everything is moving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards worlds that are more and more material, so naturally the kedusha of the upper worlds is lost in the transition. But the Torah, we pointed out, Galei Naiva Abita Niflos Misarasecha, maintains its kedusha. V'lazos af hi derech yiridasav yishtal shalushami madregomi olam v'olam. Even though clearly we see the results of the Yerida, namely that Tzimtzuma Atzma, that the Torah, this Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Metzamtzem itself in order to be able to link into the worlds that it's moving into, Lihitrabesh b'chol olam, Lidaber me'inyan e'osa olam. The Torah gives a message, and the message has to be meaningful to each olam. You understand that to speak about Achilas Matzah, to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, is not relevant to the Olam HaAtzilus, the Olam HaBriya, to the Olam HaYetzirah. It's relevant to our world, where we had a Shibud Mitzrayim, to speak about a Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we have wheat and it's made into flour, and you can make matzah. There's no wheat in the upper worlds. Kefi inyan ve'erech oto ha'olam kadesh yuchal lisbol kedushata ve'ora. Namely, that the Torah, which was pure Ratzon Hashem, had to adjust itself, kiviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu adjusted it to the level of kedusha of the world in which it's found. Ad sheberidita lavo lazeh olam nitrasha gamken lidaber be'erkei v'nyanei zeh olam. In which the Torah deals with kilayim, the Torah deals with this worldly items. Lo tachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav. V'sipurin, the high alma, a story of Avraham, a Yitzhak, a Yaakov, a story of a Yosef and a Moshe and an Aharon, Korach, Balak. The storyline of the Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah, as Moshe Rabbeinu pointed out to the Malachim, are shayach to this world. Kedei sheyuchal zeh ha'olam lisbol kedushat Torah. Namely, that the Torah it was all in the Torah, but that's the part of the Torah that we see. That is what we'll call the nigla. Amnam, im shehi b'madaberet b'tachtonim. So even though the nigla of the Torah speaks to us as though kiviyochol, we have over here only stories, as though kiviyochol, we have only mitzvahs that relate to this world. Romezet hi bohem gufei Torah v'inyonim pnimiyim upnimiyim l'pnimiyim. Namely, it's not just a question of the fact that we have Torah tasod, hinted at in the Torah, but we have also all of the nature of Olam HaYetzirah and all of the nature of Olam HaBriya and all the nature of Olam HaAtzilus, namely that which the Torah was throughout these worlds, that's still there. That is still in the Torah. We just can't even get close to it. Gavoa me'al gavoa ad ein tachlis. And in this respect, it maintains its kedusha. Vayim b'zorah ba'aloska u'beparashas told us. Amar Rav Yochanan vaday shekol ma de'ovid kadosh kutshabrichu ba'ara kula have beraza dechachmasa. Namely, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down into this Olam HaAsiyah has within it the sodot of the earlier olamot. Ubeparshas Balak pasach va'amar kama tovin inun archin u'shvilin de'oraisa. Because these shvilin de'oraisa, we see a mitzvah of achilas matzah, we see sitting a sukkah. But within this, there are sodot v'sodei sodot in terms of all of the nature of the upper worlds, all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parshas B'Shalach, Kama de'ischon l'istakola b'pisgamei oraisa, that we should view Torah with a realization that there's much more under the surface than on the surface. B'oraisa inan kol rozen ilo'in v'chatimin v'chulei. Kol rozen. In other words, not just some razin, but kol razin are found in the Torah. Behem pirtus inyone hariva v'ravos olamim u'madregot shenitrapsha behem derech yiridasa. So all of the pratim of all of the upper olamot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu downwards are all found in the Torah. V'lachein shigura b'pi hazohar doraisa kula ihi sasim v'galia. That everything has a sasim v'galia. There's a sasim v'galia in all of Sefer Bereishis. There's a sasim v'galia in the world of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a sasim v'galia certainly in Tereg Mitzvot. Shehu mevuar l'kol meivin ha-perushu shehu derech ha-nistar mei ha-torah ha-kedosha shein ha-kosu mefurosh u-mevuar ba elo nistar v'nitman ha-inyanem elu v'remez b'dvareha. That the sasim over here is not the sasim of what we call Torah Sasod. What we call Torah Sasod, so you go to, you know, where it's Yeshiva Shar HaShamayim in the Old City, you learn Torah Sasod, and you'll see where Torah Sasod fits into the letters. That's not Sod. That's not that Nitman. Nitman means that even when you go to Yeshiva Shar HaShamayim, you're not going to get to what that which is really hidden in the Torah. That we have pshat and we have drash and we have remez, and then what we call Kabbalah he deals with as remez, and then there's sod which is beyond. So Rav Chaim Volozhin's answer is that's not Nistar. Kabbalah is not Nistar. Kabbalah is Nigla to the Mekubalim. Nistar is that which is beyond Kabbalah. But this person wanted to say, Ulanoshim Shein Yodim and Mavinim, Halo, Yesh Gam Shuto Shalmikra Sheinam Yodim Lafarish, the Etzlan Gam Shuto Shalmikra Darko Nistar Mehem, the Tirish Shamashatir, but the question doesn't get off the ground. It's not a question over here as to who you're learning by. And because you can say according to that in Am Haaretz, all of Torah is Nistar to him. That's not what Nistar means. Vayein bezor ba'loscha kama chavivin nilin doraisa dekol milo umilo is rozen iloin dekol echad umistakel besisrei omek pinimius kefi rov chachmaso v'zav tzichlo v'taras v'kedushas taras levavo v'rov isko v'hegiono ba. Namely, that to get to the level of what we call Kabbalah, a person who really wants to can get to that level. He can sit down, and there are such individuals who have sat down and gone through Rab Chal and sat down and gone through all the Kisvei HaGra and gone through all the Kisvei HaAri and all the Kisvarim of Rab Chaim Vital, and they can tell you the Shita of the Ari and the Shita of the Rab Chal and the Shita of the Gra in terms of the Olamot. That's not Raza da Oraisa. That's not what we're talking about. That's something that a person can get to. That's nigla on a level. Avnam ikar ta'amei ha-Torah sod nishmesa de nishmesa dilei sisrei sisareha halayhem devarim shekisa atik almin vehetikon mibriyosav. Namely, he wants to distinguish between the neshama of the Torah. That's something that we can relate to the neshama of the Torah, that which goes beyond beyond that which man can understand, that the Atik Yomin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his divine knowledge, Ha'etikon Mibriyosav, Ha'etikon means he simply made them impossible for us to fathom. Ish lo yada ma'adayim, except for one person. Who was that one person? Adam Kodem Achet. Adam Kodem Achet had this Re'iya through all the Olamot. Rak Avinu Harishon, who asher hisig b'chinas nishmesa the nishmesa delay, but hayam istakel. He could look into not just his neshama, but his nishmesa the nishmesa. He could, all the way back to the kisei hakavod. But hayam istakel b'ziyara ilah nishmesa the nishmesa shel torasenu akedusha chachmot elyon otayeglois lefana b'shoresh shorsham elyon. He was able to see me sofa olam at sofa. Sofa olam at sofa doesn't mean from Australia to China. Sofa olam at sofa means to see all of the olamot. We'll come to that. That's a very good, we'll see in a minute. Very, very good question. Very good he'ora. Umei eis asher chata v'istalek minei hazihara ilo. Even by Adam Harishon, the moment that skait nizbal balu v'nisarvu astorim he'olyonim, Eitz Hadas Tov Vara, the Ra went inside everything that was installed. Nistabu Gam Nesivos Shvilin El Yonim De Chachmasa De Oraisa Sod Nishmasa O Nishmasa Dilei, and it's been like that ever since. Rav Yosef points out that we have a a tradition that Mamad Har Sinai Paskazu Amasan, that Klal Yisrael returned to the level of Adam pre-Chet, Gam v'Mamad HaKodesh Be'et Kabbalah Sarsana Kedosha, Afdi Isbasem Alma Ad She'amru Yisrael She'amdu Al Har Sinai Paskazu Amasan, and perhaps they would have been able at that point to live forever, and the Eter went out of them. Im kolze lo zachu lahasig rak omes pninius hanishmas adoraisa. They got to the level of really what we call Torah Sasoda, understanding that level. They were able to see through the Rikiyim. Aval lo bechinas hanishmasa linishmasa. Not in terms of that which is above the Rikiyim. Ad asher ye'ereh ruach mimarom. This is what we're hoping that, you know, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring about in Achris Hayamim Yishpachu Yisbarach Es Rucho Akol Basar Az Yisgalu Mabu and the Chachmas on the Sivos Plios Hachachma HaElyona Nishmasa LeNishmasa Adira. Namely, when David HaMelech was saying Galei Nai Vavita Nifos Sarasecha, he wasn't saying I want to understand Kabbalah. David HaMelech knew Kabbalah. He had the Masoret. He was on the level of a Jew, let's say, post Mamad Har Sinai. He wanted the Nishmasa Kamoshe Kasa Bezohar Oraisa Yisbe Gufa Tipshind ba'alma lo mistakli ela ba'hu levusha. That at the time of Matan Torah, there were the tipshim who simply saw the outer manifestations of Matan Torah, the kogos and the brokim. Inun the yadin yosir, those who understand that there's more than kogos of brokim, lo mistakli b'levusha, ela b'gufa, dihutchos hay levusha. They looked for that which is underneath the outer levush. Chakim and Avde de Malka Iloa Inun de Kayame Batura de Sinai, Lomestakun Ella Benishmisa, the Ihi Ikara de Kula Torah Mamash. They were, in other words, that the Chacham at the time of Mamad Har Sinai were able to get to the Neshama of the Torah. We call Torah Sasod. Ula Alma de Osi, Losidlava, Zeminin Listakola Benishmisa de Nishmisa Doraita. To reach that level of Adam Prichet, that is Od Chazon, Lamo Eid, Kemoshe Kasuf, V'hayu einecha ro'ot et morecha v'lo yechanef od morecha. That your moreh, which over here in the Pasuk early, as I pointed out, doesn't relate to pictures of why you rebeim in a sukkah. That's not hayu einecha ro'ot et morecha. In other words, that you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a different plane, v'lo yechanef, in other words, that as much as a human being can be able in that kufa to understand will be understood. There won't be that which will be hidden. Vahu inyan or shel yom rishon. It's a different level of light. Or, of course, relates the hisgalus hashchina shenignas la tzadikim la osid lavo. Okay, we'll stop over here. Do you have 2 more minutes? Can we just, because I'm not going to continue to next Monday. So we just finish the parak. Is that okay? I asked Mepilu from Shechter. In absentia. Okay, v'zeh shamru chazal lo'asid lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzi chama minartika. That there's a nartik of the chama which limits the or. Lo'asid lavo, that nartik, that goof which limits the or won't be there. V'hu sod ha'eden. That Adam HaRishon was put in Gan mi'ed, shiyatza me'eden, right? Me'eden, in other words, that Adam HaRishon had a sense of Eden. The Eden is this nishmasa de nishmasa. Kayadu ashu bechinas nishmasa de nishmasa. Adam HaRishon kodem cheto hayadar began umitocho hayamistakel ve'eden. He was an olam hazeh, but he had his takut into all of the olamot. Ubechetto asher me'az nistakem azos habechina ha'elyona. So he had to be megurash from Gan Eden. V'chein gurash az migan Eden. V'hu sod hatzirufei osios dira. Everyone is aware that the Torah, as we have it, is one form of breaking up its letters into words that make sense in this world. In other words, other worlds, the letters are broken up differently, and that narrative would apply to that world. In every world, it'd be broken up differently, and one understands that when one gets to the source of it, Istakel Baraisu Bara Alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Tzerufei Osios, that's also a different Tziruf. That's a Tziruf which is above everything. That's where the Torah is, right, is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Were we to know that Tziruf, we could also be Borei Olamos, I mean, theoretically. But all of that is the Nishmasa. V'zeso Tzerufei Osios Dila, Kasher Iksuva B'marom, Kamoshe Kasafti B'sof Shar HaSheni, Al Ze Amru B'medrash Tehillim, Reish Mizmar Gimel, Lo Yoda Enosh Erka. In other words, Enosh would be Adam Poschet, Lo Nitnu Parashiyoteha Shal Torah Al HaSeder, She Ilmole Nitnu Al HaSeder. Al HaSeder means, in other words, it doesn't necessarily mean that really Zos HaBrocha comes before Bereshis, but it means that within the Torah there are Sedarim, Al Pi Sedarim, Kumish Yodea Hu Kore Bahen Miyad Haya Yochol Livrot Olam Ol HaChayot HaMeitim Noshuv Levar Ksatin Yana Hefresh V'Yisron Or Kedushas HaTorah Kedosha Al HaMitzvot. Okay, so V'Yisron Or Kedushas HaTorah Kedosha Al HaMitzvot. Namely, what we've tried to point out is that certainly Talmud Torah is one of Tarak Mitzvot, but it's Keneged Kula. We're talking over here of that which is the energy that keeps the worlds going, of that which embodies Ratzon Hashem, of that which not only has a neshama, all mitzvot have a neshama, but the Torah has a nishmasa, the nishmasa. Okay, so that's the concept of kiner mitzvah of a Torah or, and that's why the Torah, you know, the kedusha of a Beis Medrash is beyond that of a Beit Knesset. It's even if you hold that tefillah is also a mitzvah midoraisa, but that's the chayi shah, and this is the chayi olam. Okay, so b'li neder, if Mashiach doesn't come, before next Monday, next Sunday night. So be the next Monday we'll continue.
Not to encourage him, all that insight still was
Pat, right. Isn't that fascinating?
I'll put it.
So the
I mean, that's the insight which the we hope to have.
The Sabbath of Nevada
after all these days and
wants to explain it that Adam really wanted to be Oved Hashem totally, but he wanted to be Oved Hashem from a greater point of Bechira, from a Bechira where the Ra would be within, and Becholza. Namely, it was like David HaMelech, you know, it's be Menasebi. So give me a, so Adam HaRishon said, I can deal with the Nisayon. I can deal with the Nisayon. And, okay.
That's what came back as Matan Torah. That's the person who's a Muslim at the same level of not Rav Atol Ben
Nachon. Nachon, that the Zuama went out, but
still didn't bring them back
to where they were. Okay.
Why is Kabbalah called Mister? This is not. When we say Mister, he says Mister. It's not referring to.
Mister is anything that refers to Olamos HaElyonim. You know, it's but you know, it's someone would ask you a question. I don't understand, why is Yosef Keneged HaYisod? So you can tell them, you know, about the skeleton of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and Yisod, and Brit. You can talk about that, but and that's certainly Olamot HaElyonim. But that's, in other words, that's the nigla of the Nistar. The nigla of the Nistar.
It's shallow.
Very, very
shallow. Deeper, the Nistar he's referring to is the really, really deep in the Nishmas and Nishmas.
I'm Shalashudas. I was playing with the Talmidim, so I'm going to explain to them Zeranpin. I didn't explain Zeranpin. I said over for the Dvar Torah, which I think is correct. That really